Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and I'm starting off on a good foot this week. So, for those who may not know who I am, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I am an angelic energy healer, a spiritual teacher and coach, as well as an angelic channel. And I'm here to help you to understand those things that are holding you back so that you can open up to who you truly are, as well as to your gifts, so that you can really step into your purpose. All right. So this week, I can't believe that we're actually getting into March at the end of this week. February just seemed to have flown by. Before we start, I'd like to remind everyone that we are a call-in show. So if you'd like to go on live and speak to me about the topic, or if you would like some guidance, be sure to call me at 714-816-4628, and be sure to press 1 on that keypad as well, so that we know that you'd like to be on live with me. All right, so the energy of this week comes from Archangel Samuel as well as Archangel Ariel this week. So this week, Archangel Samuel wants us to really focus on loving ourselves this week. It's going to be a week of things coming up for us. You know, we had the full moon come up, I believe it was last week. We're still kind of needing to let go and release those things that no longer serve us, as well as those things that are not who we truly are, those limiting beliefs. So, you know, Archangel Samuel wants us to call on him to help us to realize who we truly are, to help us to realize our magnificence, which we'll be talking about today. So call on him, and he'll help you to understand how to love yourself, how to really, tune in and to truly understand who we are, the divine love and light that we are, and to really love ourselves this week, even through challenges that you may be going through, fears and doubts that may be coming up. It's time for us to really let those go. So it's about journaling, about meditating, and giving it up to the divine to help us release those fears, release those doubts, the self-criticisms that we have about ourselves. So call on Archangel Samuel for that. And then Archangel Ariel stepping forward for us as well this week. And she wants us to really focus on our desires, our passions, what it is that we want to create this year. And when we focus on that, this week is also about creating. And so she wants us to really step forward and take those first steps. If you haven't already, taking those initial steps, and if you don't know what, tune in, and, you know, when you meditate, those thoughts will come into your mind, you know, into your intuition, on what you need to do to, in order to step forward to take those first steps so that you can move forward. And then, you know, it's also about trusting in the divine and the angels to help you to know what it is that you need to do in order to move forward. And so, you know, it's about first clearing those fears and doubts so that we can really get clear on what it is that we need to do in order to step forward into what we'd like to create, what we'd like to do this year to really reach our goals and step into our purpose. So, you know, for instance, if you want to have a healthier body this year, you know, what is the first step that you need to take? Do you need to, you know, change out, you know, change how you eat, or, you know, joining a gym, those type of things. So, you know, those first steps, and, you know, it doesn't have to be big steps, but taking that initial step forward, you know, getting the momentum going. And this week, you may feel a little bit of resistance, but if you do feel that resistance, it's about clearing those fears, those doubts. That's where the resistance will come from. So, you know, be sure to write those down and ask Archangel Shamuel, what can I do to clear this? You know, and where is this coming from? Where are my fears coming from? My doubts coming from? Where? When did it start? All of those different questions. And then, you know, when you call in Archangel Shamuel, he'll also help you to understand and realize and put into your awareness what it is that you need to clear so that you can move forward and be clear on your next steps. All right. So, you know, be sure to call in Archangel Shamuel as well as Archangel Ariel for that. Awesome. So also, you know, I want to remind everyone that you can also chat with us in the in our chat room on psychictalk.net/live. So under the player, the chat room, and right now we have Dax and Sharona joining us. Hi, Sharona. Great to see you. And so you can ask your questions there also. So you could join us there. And we'll have some information in there as well. All right. Okay. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I know for us in Wisconsin, it's been a little bit cold and, you know, snowy, but it's, you know, it's wonderful outside, you know, really taking in that fresh air. And so, yeah, I encourage everyone to go outside, even though it may be a little cold. But, you know, it will really help you with your energy as well. Okay. So today we are talking about our magnificence. So, you know, we started this this new series on discovering who you truly are, and it started with limiting beliefs. So limiting beliefs are the fears, those doubts, all of those ego and mind chatter that's not who we truly are. You know, those fears that come up that keep us from doing those things that we're meant to do, you know, whether it's fear of failure or fear of, you know, being not being good enough for something to, you know, to create something in your life, whether it's, you know, creating a new business for yourself, or you know, anything else in your life that you want to really step into, that you want, that you truly feel is who you are and who you, what you want to do, you know, to make an impact in this world. And we are all here to make an impact. And, you know, we talked about truly loving yourself. And, you know, when it comes to loving yourself, it's really, you know, it's, we need to have that strong foundation in loving ourselves in order to really be able to send out into the world the energy that we are meant to send out, that we are divine love and light. And, you know, who we truly are these perfect souls just in, you know, in a imperfect body, you know, in this vehicle that we are in, you know, our temples that are our bodies, in this world. But we have to really get back to who we truly are, which is, you know, being magnificent and being that perfect soul that we are. And, you know, when it comes to loving ourselves, when we truly love ourselves, we attract all those people that are meant for us, you know, whether it's partners, you know, business partners, you know, loving relationships, you know, spousal relationships, friendships, you know, all of those things we attract because we truly love ourselves, being authentically, truly loving ourselves. So, you know, we talk about that, and really, like, I stress the importance of, you know, having that strong foundation of really loving ourselves for who we truly are. And we also, and so now we talk about our magnificence, and, you know, our magnificence is, you know, who we are, like who we really are. And, you know, once we let go of those limiting beliefs, once we let go of those fears, those doubts that come up to keep us safe, to keep us within our comfort zones, and letting go, because remember, fears are not real. They're not real. And, you know, we have to realize that we are perfect when it comes to our souls. We can create anything that we truly want in our lives. So, you know, next week we're going to be talking about our passions. But, you know, this week too, you know, I want to briefly mention that we have to really, you know, once we let go of those the ego and the mind chatter about those things that hold us back, that stop us from really stepping into our purpose and really doing those things that we are meant to do. You know, it's about finding our passions. You know, we'll be able to really truly understand what our passions are. And, you know, when it comes to limiting beliefs and fears, I also, you know, talk about, you know, talking to other people and sharing your truth, you know, sharing those things that you've been through, sharing those experiences and the lessons that you've learned from them. Because as you share those things, you're going to have this light bulb moment. As, you know, sometimes it just like, just hits you as you're talking to someone that, oh my gosh, you know, I'm supposed to be doing this. You know, I'm supposed to be doing certain things. I'm supposed to be teaching. I'm supposed to be a healer. And realizing that as you're talking to someone, you're helping them heal by sharing your experiences, sharing those things that that you learned from them. Because as we share them, and we share it with that, you know, using your intuition and knowing who to share it with, we're healing other people. We're healing and we're teaching other people these different lessons that they might not have realized that they needed to learn. So, you know, it's really important for us to share what it is that we've learned. It's important for us to go out there and share our truth. And, you know, that is our part of our truth. You know, those experiences that we went through and then what we learned from them, you know, that's in our truth. That's what we went through. So, and we don't go through these things just because, you know, it's all for a reason. We all go through everything that we go through, all the challenges, all of the the trials, and we all go through them for a certain reason. All right, so, you know, when it comes to a manifestation, you know, once we release those things and, you know, share our truths and experiences, and then realize what our passions and are, you know, it's then when we start to realize that we are magnificent, that, you know, we can, with those passions, we can create those things that we were meant to create. And there's nothing stopping you from creating those things. And so the angels are there to really help you, to support you in creating them. So, you know, when it comes to your next steps, you know, Archangel Uriel is there to help you to understand what it is that you need to do next. And talking about Archangel Uriel, he's here for our topic today on magnificence. You know, that's his specialty. You know, he loves to remind us how amazing we are and how magnificent we are. You know, whenever I channel with him, whenever he comes forward to send messages for that I post, it is about your magnificence, about who you truly are, you know, how amazing you are, and that you're meant to create those things that are part of your passions. You know, I had mentioned before, too, that, you know, our passions are there for a purpose, to help us to realize that those are the things that we are meant to do. And so, you know, when we really look into our passions and really figure them out, and sometimes, you know, when it comes to figuring out what our passions are, a lot of times I remind clients and other people that we have to look back into you know, when we were even younger, you know, I talk about adults even asking, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And, you know, that's what we have to kind of ask, because it gets us back to what we wanted to be when we were kids. And, you know, when we're kids, you know, we don't have all of those limiting beliefs within us, because we don't, you know, a lot of times, we receive these limiting beliefs and fears and doubts because of what society has told us, what other people have told us that are not who we are, but it's, you know, because of other people's limiting beliefs, as well as, you know, things like insecurities and all these different fears and doubts that they hold themselves, you know, they're reflecting and mirroring back to us and to others what it is that they need to see within themselves when it comes to letting go of those limiting beliefs. So a lot of times we take those and we take them as our own, you know, when it comes to those fears and doubts because of what other people have said. So, you know, those things that we need to release. And, you know, when we're little and when we're kids, we don't really have that just yet. It's, you know, as we're growing up, as we're in society, as we're, you know, out there, it's, you know, and what people tell us, it's that's when we start having these doubts and, you know, these criticisms about ourselves, who and those things that who we truly aren't comes into play. But, you know, we have to really go back to what it is that, you know, when we were kids, what was it that you really wanted to truly do? You know, what is it that you truly want? What fueled your passion? You know, what fueled your fire? Like, what do you really want to do? What made you really do that happy dance, you could call that, that really just made you so happy? and want to tell everyone that's what you wanted to be or what you wanted to do. So it's really going back to those passions and those desires of what we want to do that we need to get back to. And so when we do that, that's when we get all these new ideas, new energies that come in, and, you know, the angels showing us what it is we need to do next in order to step into our purpose, in order to take those passions and put it into practice. So, you know, I think, you know, while I was preparing for this, my thoughts went back to when I started my journey. So, you know, when I started my journey, I started with finding out about manifestation and law of attraction, those type of things, and then found energy healing. And, you know, I really found what I truly loved to do. And then because of the energy healing and then learning more about spirituality and all these different things, it really got me back to what I truly wanted. And, you know, when I was a child, I really wanted to help make an impact in this world. I wanted to help people all over the world. And so, you know, it really helped me to get back to understanding that's what I really wanted to do, that I wanted to travel all around the world and help heal people and help guide people and teach people. And because of that, slowly all these different things have been coming into play. For instance, you know, as soon as I had finished my website for my business, I had someone call me, or I had someone email me about being on a radio show. And I had not even thought about being on radio. So, you know, that was just like, whoa, you know, where did that come from? And, you know, the angels were showing me and telling me, you know, this is your first step. This is how you start with trying to reach the world. So I started with that, trusted. You know, I've never been on radio. I've never talked live. So it was really scary. But, you know, when it comes to new things, when it comes to stepping into new things, we have these fears and we have these doubts and those feelings of not being good enough all come up, but it's really about clearing those out first. So, and, you know, as we keep growing, we're going to have those same fears and doubts come up, not as strongly, and then also in a different level as you keep growing. So it's always going to be these different types of fears. It's going to be deeper as well as a different from the fears we had in the past, especially if you've cleared them out and healed from them. But, you know, it's whenever we step out of our comfort zone, there's always going to be those things that we need to work on. So, you know, when I first had this come up, I had to clear all of this. And it took me a while because I didn't really quite understand at that point that I had to, you know, get rid of those fears. I had to get rid of those limiting beliefs about myself. So when I first started, it was very difficult. You know, I had, you know, I would get so nervous. I would have my doubts on what I was supposed to talk about or teach, and having these doubts of, you know, I can't talk, or, you know, I don't know what to say, and things like that. And so, and, you know, as I have been learning and as I have been clearing out these beliefs, you know, I'm able to, and then also doing some energy healing as well, you know, I'm able to understand that the angels are there to guide me. They're going to show me what I'm supposed to say. They're going to show me my new topics. And yes, you know, even after, you know, each of the series, at the end, you know, I do have doubts that still come in, but, you know, it's the angel showing me this is what you need to clear. This is what you need to let go of. Let go of the expectations. Let go of how things are going to sound, because the angels and the universe is going to guide you. So when it comes to our magnificence, we have to trust that they're going to guide you. They're not going to leave you hanging. They're always going to support you and guide you and support your energy. And know that, you know, they're always going to help you with what your next steps are. So, you know, going back to my story, so after I had started with the show, I was guided to other things like this network now, and, you know, having this wonderful family, host family here, which I did need, and I do need, as well as now also helping me to realize that through different signs. So I've been getting a lot of different signs on where I need to go, you know, where I need to travel, you know, the different places I need to speak at. Organizing groups and a one-on-one group. So I actually recently was shown that. So I have, a meetup groups in Wisconsin. So we'll be doing one-on-ones where I will be teaching and meeting new people and helping them grow as well. And then also being, you know, shown by different signs, you know, I'm being shown every day on my website from all these people coming to me from all over the world. And the angel showing me this is what you need to do. You need to go to these different places. You need to reach out. You know, do retreats at different places. And then also he's been showing me signs of writing a book and all these different things. So, you know, we have to remember that, you know, when it comes to our magnificence, we are not alone in this. You know, we are one with the universe, and the universe and the divine are always there to guide and support us. It's really we have to truly, you know, when it comes to, you know, Archangel Ariel showed up with, you know, she's about manifesting, and she wanted us to really focus on, you know, where we want to go, you know, with our purpose and what we want to truly do. So, you know, it's really about really knowing where you want to go. So that's what we really have to focus on. And then those things that we want to create will come to us when it comes to the angels will show us each of our steps, and the divine will show us, and will show us through signs, you know, everyday signs, whether it's, you know, just like me, where they show me through having all these visitors from all different countries. And then also through meditation and through journaling, you know, and then our intuition. So when, you know, we'll be, you may be, you know, whether it's doing some self-care, you know, whether it's taking a shower or playing with your kids or doing daily chores, you know, doing the laundry or washing the dishes. And then an idea pops in your head, you know, that is part of the divine helping you with your next steps. And, you know, they really want us to really understand through through our intuition and through, you know, what we want to create in our passions, that we really can do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want to create. And, you know, when it comes from that place of serving others and helping others, just know that it's within your soul. It's, you know, it's all from you, from within you, your soul, your, you know, your perfect soul and your heart. And, you know, that's where our magnificence comes from. You know, we are divine love and light. And so, you know, we have to remember, and the angels are always there reminding us that we are magnificent. You know, we are one, you know, with everything here. You know, we're all energy, you know, and, you know, we can really, truly do those things that we want so that we can really make that impact to help others, to help heal others, to teach others. And, you know, we have to remember that we're all teachers and we're all healers and we're all there to really help one another and to help awaken and help shine our light onto others so that others can also awaken and others can understand that they too are divine love and light, and they too can do so much for this world to help others and truly, you know, have this great sense of purpose in their lives. So, you know, I just want everyone to realize just how magnificent you are. So, you know, looks like we're at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to be doing some announcements for our upcoming shows, and then taking calls, and then we're going to do a meditation. So before we go on to a call, let's go on to our upcoming shows. So tomorrow on the Power of Three show, Vivian and Rose will be back, and they are doing open minds. So be sure to call in, and they will take your questions, comments, and do some mini readings. All right. So on Thursday, Stephanie Mayo is back with Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So be sure to join her, and be sure to call in early to get a spot on the show. She gets a lot of calls, so yeah, I just want you to be able to get in. So if you want to get a reading, be sure to call in early, and you can use the same number as my show today, as well as for all the other shows. Also on Friday, you get to meet our new host, Kathy Shogren, as well as Dr. Dax and Dr. Rose on the show. So be sure to join in with them to get to know Kathy. And I'm excited to hear what hear the show. All right. And then on Saturday, Mystical Musings is back, and Mary Brown is going to be talking about the luck of the Irish and the fairy faith. So be sure to tune in for that as well. All right. So I believe we have a caller, so let's take that. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah from Louisiana.
Hello, Deborah. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could help me. I feel down, and I'm usually not this way. So I feel that there's just a lot of negativity around me. Could you help me with that? If you feel,
yep.
Well, this psychic vampire around me, and she drains me, and I try different things, and it just doesn't seem to be working.
Okay. So let me ask you, what have you done to protect your energy?
I wear stones. I'm not the best at cleaning them. I switch from a smoky topaz, tourmaline, to selenite. And then mm-hmm. I also use white angelica oil on my shoulders, sometimes Palo Santo,
mm-hmm.
different things like that. And I do say a prayer before I go around her because she's at my workplace.
Okay. So I have Archangel Michael as well as Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you.
Oh, awesome.
Archangel Michael wants you to do a visualization on stepping, before you leave the house, to step inside a big blue and white bubble. So it's going to be this huge bubble, and there's going to be a door on this bubble. So you're going to open this door, enter in, and then close the door behind you. So what this is going to do is going to protect your energy from all the negative energy that comes in, but, you know, you'll still be able to send your love and light through this bubble. So, and to do that every morning, you know, before you leave the house, it'll help you to protect your energy when
okay.
you do that.
Okay.
And then, you know, whenever you feel that you need some extra protection, you can always call in Archangel Michael, and he'll be there to support you. So, you know, when it comes to doing this visualization, to close your eyes and, call in Archangel Michael, and he'll help you to visualize. Don't worry about if you really can't do the visualization. Just know that he is there, and just know
okay.
that that it's there, protecting you. So, imagining that you're going in this bubble, and it'll support you throughout the day.
Oh, that'd be awesome. What if it's already there? If I go through it, will it take it off? If there's somebody there? Like if she's already kind of got her claw in me, like a cord, if I do like that.
So I don't actually see a cord for you, but Archangel Raphael is also stepping forward for you because he's going to help you release some of these things that you need to let go of. So there's a lot of things with a lot of fears and doubts and just self-critical things that you need to let go of, that you need to release. And that's part of what you're feeling too. So, be sure to call in Archangel Raphael and ask him to bring into your awareness what those things are that you need to let go of. Remember that those things are not who you truly are. Whether it's fear of failure, lack of confidence, doubts about, how you feel about yourself, all those different things, be sure to call in Archangel Raphael and he'll help you to realize how to release it and how to let go. And also Archangel Michael will help assisting you with that as well. So call on both of them to help you.
Okay. I said I opened an email when I was off from her, and I shouldn't have because it kind of just set me off for the whole night, and I didn't get any sleep. Yeah, I shouldn't have opened it when I'm off.
And so, when it comes to those type of triggers, it's actually something within us. So, we have to really reflect on what is it that's triggering us and why is it coming up? And all those different times that, that type of feeling has come up for you, as well as asking when did this start? When did these feelings start, these triggers start?
It's Well, it's boundary issues. When I ask her not to touch me, she continues to touch me. When we got an app and we caught her going through our phones. So those kind of things just triggered me, you know, like,
yes,
you know, invasions.
And those, the invasion of privacy, you know, boundaries.
Right.
And those all stem from somewhere. It's a deeper healing that you have to do. So, whenever it comes to our triggers, there's a deeper healing that we have to do. There's that we've been through, or like inner child healing. So, when you do this releasing, make sure to journal, because as you're writing, you're going to get all these different ideas flood into your mind, and you want to write them all down. And then when you look back, you're going to realize, oh my gosh, you know, this happened a while back, and that's why, you know, it keeps affecting me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try that. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a great week. All right. So right now, we're going to go ahead and take another call. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Catherine and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Catherine. And how can I help you today?
I was wondering about a project that I have. I've been working hard on it for several years and it's almost done. And I was wondering if you see it selling, like if you think I will be able to sell it eventually.
Yes, I do see it selling. The thing is, there are some things that are going to hold you back for a little bit. Archangel Raphael is stepping forward for you today. And there's some living beliefs that are coming up for you when it comes to confidence, as well as some doubts that you have not feeling good enough, not knowing if things will sell, and, you know, just like you had mentioned. Those are some things that we need to let go of. So, today we're talking about your magnificence, and you created this project for a reason. You know, there's a reason for it. Really get back to when you first started creating this, or when you got the idea of creating this, and those feelings that came up. So, you know, really going back to those feelings of excitement, of knowing what you're doing, things like that. You know, you want to get back to those feelings. So, I want you to journal out those things that come up for you that are not who you truly are, those fears, those doubts. Write it all down and then rip it up. And then be sure to replace that energy with why you're amazing, you know, why you're perfect for this and why you're meant to do this. So, really replacing that energy of, you know, knowing that you're amazing at this.
Aw, thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, awesome. So if there's anyone else out there, if you're feeling as if you're, is feeling stuck or unsure of something, be sure to call me at 714-816-4628, and I would love to help you with the angels. So, be sure to press 1 on the keypad too. Don't want to forget that if you'd like to speak with me live. All right. So, to do now before I go into any other callers is do a meditation, and Archangel Uriel is going to be stepping forward for us for this meditation and helping us to realize who we truly are and how magnificent we are and how amazing we are. And so if you can close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And when you breathe out through your mouth and, you know, imagine breathing out all those things that no longer serve us, all those things that are not who we truly are. So take a few deep breaths. And Archangel Uriel is stepping forward for us. He's standing right in front of you. And he's going to send his beautiful white and silver energy. And it's going to swirl all around you from your head. And as he sends this energy, your crown chakra is going to expand. Open up, and it's going to fill the room or fill the space that you're in. And his energy is going to go down around from your head all the way down, all the way down to your feet, swirling all around you. Take a few more deep breaths, really feeling into that energy. And his energy that's swirling around you is going to come back up, all around, surrounding you. And this energy is going to go through your crown chakra, enter into your crown chakra, and it's going to start filling your body. It's going to swirl around your body, side, going from your head all the way down to your feet. And as he does, just notice your thoughts. Notice what comes into your mind. And he's sharing with us just how amazing you are. How magnificent you are. Take a few more deep breaths. Really feel into this energy that he sends. Now this bright light, column of light, is going to come from the heaven through your crown chakra. And this light is going to go in through your body as well as surround you. That you receive this divine love and light. Notice what you see. Notice your thoughts. And the message is that the angels and your guides help for you. Really feel this light. That's the divine side. And take a few deep breaths. Now, this time, you may notice angels and guides joining you, and they are creating a circle around you. In support, and sending you their love. And Archangel Uriel is also showing us and telling us that to have trust and have faith. That they're support, they're always there to guide you and help you with your next step. But we need to take that first step. All we have to do is ask for our next step. Things that come into our thoughts, that are in our hearts, what are the angels telling you? What are your guides telling you? And take a few more deep breaths. Angel Uriel and your guides and angel are going to step back. They're going to help you close your crown chakra so it aligns back into your body. Now they're going to help you to ground your energy. So visualizing a white column of light from your root chakra. It goes all the way down, center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's this golden and silver energy that comes up. And there's also this silver orb, silver and gold orb that comes up. And these strands of energy is going to intertwine at your feet, body, winding around. And this orb that you see that is there, it's for your heart, for your heart chakra. So you can take this orb into your hand that's right in front of you and place it into your heart. And as you do, you're going to feel this energy, this bright energy that comes up and this loving energy helping you to remind you of your magnificence and helping to remind you of just how amazing you are. So really feel into that energy and breathe it in. And take awareness back into your body so you can move your hands and fingers. And then when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. And I hope that meditation really helped you to understand just how amazing you are and how loved you are and supported you are with the angels. And you know, I just want to just remind everyone that you are amazing. You know, you are magnificent, and your desires and your passions are there to truly help you to understand that, that you can create through those passions, those things that you truly desire. And so, you know, don't be afraid to really step out of your comfort zone and reach out for those things that you really want. And, you know, the archangels and your angels and guides are there to support you and guide you and help you with your next step. And a lot of it is trusting and having faith that they're going to help you with whatever that you need. You know, today I'm really excited because I get to help people in my 5-day training series to really understand that the angels are truly there to guide you. So today I start at 2:30. I start a 5-day training workshop in a special group, connecting with angels, people to connect with the angels so that you can get daily guidance for yourself, as well as understand what your next steps are. Just being able to connect with the angels on a daily basis for yourself and to help others. And So, all of us are born with psychic senses, whether it's hearing, feeling, seeing. I'm going to be helping this group to really understand, where they're at when it comes to their senses. And the angels are going to show up in that way, you know, whether it's first feeling and then moving on to your different senses. When I first started out myself, my main clear was sensing and feeling and also knowing. At first, I didn't see the angels at all, but as time went on, as I kept practicing, meditating, and asking the angels to show me, I'm able to see them and feel them and hear them. And this 5-day training is for those who really want to connect with the angels and connect to their energies, as well as be able to grow your clairs and help you to and feel and sense them as well. So if this is something that you're interested in, even though it starts in half an hour, everyone who participates in this group will have access to the replays, and then also ask questions and interact with me on what they see and what they sense, what they feel, and I would be there to confirm those things that you're seeing and sensing. So if this is something that you're interested in, the group is facebook.com/groups/connectingwithangels. And it is only $22 to join. And you have access to replays if you can't make it to the live for the 5 days, Monday through Friday. And during the replays, you can also ask questions that you need to. So I'm so excited for this as we start soon, and just can't wait to see just how amazing it's going to be. You know, the angels always do something amazing, and it's always, you know, in a way that's not expected. And a lot of times, even, you know, I'm amazed at what happens with different people and in my sessions, in my healings, and giving guidance to others. So, you know, I'm so excited, and I hope that you will join me. And next week, I will be coming back on here to share about our passions and our purpose. So I know I talked a little bit about that today, but I will be sharing more about that, as well as having the angels join us and share. And then also next week, I will be sharing about the energy of the month as we enter March. So that will be very exciting. It's going to be a great month. Also a month of some things that may be a little bit challenging, and some things that may be a little bit unexpected, but it's all for our growth. So I'm excited for that. So I just want to thank everyone for listening and joining me today, and for calling. And I this week really tune into the angels and really tune into just how magnificent you are and how amazing you are in your everyday life, everything that you do, whether it's doing chores, whether it's going to work, meeting with friends, just know how amazing you are in all these areas of your life. And you know, you truly understand that that's who you truly are. Not the fears that come up, not the doubts, not the self-criticisms or anything else that other people say that aren't true. You know, all those things that ego tells you. You know, ego is there to help protect you, yes. But, you know, it's... But we have to also realize that we are truly meant for more, and you know, it, create those things that you desire, and ask the angels to help you when it comes to your next. So, before we go, I have a few other callers calling in, so let's go ahead and do that really quickly. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
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 Hi. Hi. Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Maria and I'm calling from New York. You got it?
Hello. Yes,
hi, how are you? Yes. I want to know what message my angel is, they tell him and they give it to me.
What was that? I can't understand.
Message from the angel.
Oh, just a message from the angel?
Yes.
So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping up forward for you. So Archangel Raphael is... you know, wanting you to really let go of those things that no longer serve you. And we've been talking about this throughout the show, too. But, you know, really letting go of those fears and doubts that you have because they're not who you truly are. So I'm calling him to help you to release those things from you.
Yeah.
Helping you with confidence. So, you know, the lack of confidence you have, you know, give it to Archangel Raphael, and he'll help you to understand those things that you're really good at, you know, those things that you're amazing at. So, you know, call on him for that. Also, Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for you because he wants you to start sharing your truth, sharing those experiences that you've been through in the past and the things that you learned. So share it with those people around you that you can really trust, that you feel a good energy with.
Okay, good.
So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
thank you
so
for
much.
Calling.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Have a great week. All right, so we are at the end of our show, so I want to thank everyone for joining us, and I'm sending everyone lots of love and light. So I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and I will see you next week for our show on passions and your purpose. So bye-bye for now.